And welcome back. Hello again as we welcome political reporter Jo Manis. She has been covering the simmering feud between St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger and the County Council. They have been at odds over the budget. The Council's made significant cuts to Stenger's budget. Now he's turned around, denied an increase to the Council. The Council had given itself a slight increase. Jo, what is going on out there?
Well, I wouldn't call it simmering. I'd call it boiling. and for the listeners, this is not common for the county council. I mean, I've been covering politics off and on for 40 years. And as a rule, the county council meetings were short, sweet, collaborative, and there was hardly any fireworks. I mean, there were, you know, exceptions. But as a whole, even if it was like a council dominated by one party and the county executive is from another, this time around, even though there's a slight majority Democrat and a fellow Democrat, Steve Stenger, is the county executive, they've just been at each other's throats, frankly, over a number of issues. Now, some of this stems from an increasing dispute between Stenger and Council Chairman Sam Page, who's a fellow Democrat, a physician, and who actually Stenger had helped elect a couple years ago. Page also is a longstanding Democratic activist. He ran for lieutenant governor about a decade ago, lost, ran for the state Senate back in 2010. I mean, it was a very combative race. But the bottom line is that Page has a lot of political credentials as well. He has taken sharp exception to how Stenger is running things, especially on the budget standpoint. County Council and the County, St. Louis County generally has had money, or at least has pretended it had money, but it's gradually been depleting its reserves. Now, according to Stenger, the county still has about $100 million in reserves, but a lot of that is other council members say, yeah, but they're designated for certain things, like certain departments, and they can't be used for other stuff, and that the county's general reserves is actually much lower. The bottom line is that the county is starting to feel some of the fiscal pressures that the city has been feeling for 40 years. And so there's a difference of how to handle some of that. And for the average voter in St. Louis County who is used to generous St. Louis County services, they need to be paying attention to this because this will affect them. I mean, the county has a very extensive park system. The county has a pretty generous transportation operation. The county has a pretty extensive health department, plus other things. But so people are used to a decent amount of county services, and that may change depending on how the county's finances going forward. And this fight is part of that.
Is there a backstory here? Are we dealing with a basic clash of personalities that does not involve the budget?
Part of it. I mean, at least that's my perception. Stenger and Page, as I said, are both Democrats. Supposedly they've been at odds. Well, they've been at odds for quite a bit of 2017. Some council people privately say this goes back to feelings by Page that once he got on the council, Stenger wasn't giving him credit for some of the things he was doing. On the other hand, as I said, Stenger, who used to be on the council, can be somewhat combative. Mm-hmm. And there are lingering tensions from two things. Stenger challenged fellow Democrat Charlie Dooley in 2014. He won that primary. It was very racially polarizing. There are some critics of Stenger who say he has not reached out to the African-American community since then, or not to the extent that he needs to. He disputes that. But the bottom line is you have two African-American members of the council, none of whom are close to him. And Hazel Irby and Councilwoman Gray. And the bottom line is that they've been aligned with Page on a number of issues. And Page has managed often to get Republican support from one or more of the three Republicans on the council. So the result is that on a number of fronts, Stenger is all of a sudden finding himself outvoted. And if five of them go for something, oppose Stenger on something, that's veto-proof.
Well, this is an election year for Steve Stenger as well. I wonder if you have any sense of how this could play out along the political lines.
Okay, now this gets really arcane, but it's important, folks. Okay, right now there's at least two Democrats, there'll probably be more, that are talking about or have announced that they're going to challenge Stenger in the August primary as Democrats. Now, none of them are well known, but it's kind of, but they've been getting some support. We'll have to see what happens over the next few months. Candidate filing really doesn't start till the end of February. It goes on for a month for the county as well as for the state. So that's when we'll have a sense of who's actually running. There has been a theory that has been floating around for a year that state Republicans and might not field a strong candidate for county executive for once. A, hoping that maybe Stenger, unless Stenger gets knocked off in the August primary, because they would rather not have a strong voter turnout in St. Louis County next year. The suburbs are going to be key for U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and for Nicole Galloway. The suburbs often have been the swing territory. Whoever captures the suburbs wins the state. And the suburbs right now, from all the Republicans I've talked to, they say the polling is showing the GOP doing really poorly in the Missouri suburbs of the big cities because of the Trump factor. So there are some who say that, okay, so Stenger fits in part of this. Stenger is also the largest fundraiser in the state right now because county executive post is not affected by Amendment 2, so he doesn't face any financial restrictions. So he's been raising money hand over fist for months. So he has arguably, you know, he could very well, by in a few months, have one of the largest political war chests in the state. Now, all that is a backdrop to the fact that County Councilwoman Colleen Wassinger, who's a Republican, has announced that she's not going to run for re-election the end of this year, which is a surprise. She's also one of the most respected members of the council. She's in her early 50s. She's a lawyer. And so there are some Republicans who are encouraging her to run because, A, as I said, she has a very good government image. And she could attract a lot of money, a lot of support, because, again, there's no donation limits for a county executive. So all of a sudden, Stenger could potentially, even if he gets through the primary, he could face Wassinger in the general election. That could change things, too. The Republicans would like to have a woman in some key position as far as running next fall. Right now, they don't, because all the challengers against the main challengers against Galloway and McCaskill are men. So Wassinger clicks a lot of boxes. Now, one complicating factor is that her husband, David Wassinger, who's also a St. Louis County lawyer, already has announced that he's running for state auditor. So they could be one of the power couples if they both end up running in later this year. So this just added a whole new element of just what happened since yesterday. I've been trying to get a hold of Wassinger, so hopefully I can talk to her soon to find out what's going on here. But that really adds a lot of drama.
Once you start peeling this onion, it really, really gets interesting, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I know for the average listener, they may be like, well, why should I care? Well, it does affect policies. Mm-hmm. It does affect your daily life. Even if it's all this internal stuff, it does have an impact. Mm-hmm. And if you so you need to kind of pay attention, at least so you can kind of understand what's going on. But if you have a strong candidate like Wassinger running for the Republicans in November for county executive, that could really change the turnout model for a lot of things statewide.
We've got to wrap this up. But very, very quickly, is this flap with the county council likely to help or hurt Stenger? Just this controversy and the discussion about politically this year.
Well, it depends. A few weeks ago, some of the fight circled over Prop P, which is the initiative that passed earlier this year to get more sales tax money for police. He and Page were on opposing sides for that. Without getting into the details, the bottom line was Stenger probably ended up boosting his police backing with the way that turned out for various arcane factors. I think it depends going forward, because the general public does like to see their money carefully watched. So, you know, Page is saying, well, we need more monitoring of how this money is being spent. As I mentioned, the county's starting to have some financial constraints. But I've had some council members acknowledge to me that some of the proposals that Page has, like as a legislative director, actually does not comply with the county charter. They would have to get public approval for that. Mm-hmm. So there's some stuff that the public may have to weigh in to try to resolve part of this dispute, which is over that. The county auditor, who actually is under the council's purview, there's disputes over whether or not he's qualified. So all of this is like, backstory drama, but it really does affect your policies, what comes up before the council, how they vote, what actually gets put into effect, and how your money's spent.
Stay tuned, as we like to say. Joe Mattis, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.